What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And for those of you watching on Bamuser, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who likes to come in on our third hour Fridays with her unique perspective on the world. So what's the first thing you want to talk about?
Well, the first thing I want to talk about, and if ever this country and the world and all the governments of the world needed a Department of Peace, honey, it's right the doggone heck now.
But you can't make any money with peace.
Well, this is a meeting in Brussels that no one in corporate America seemed to be paying attention to, but we are. Apparently, defense ministers of U.S.-led NATO alliance this week endorsed proposals to set up two new military commands, and it's clear that the country in the bullseye is guess who?
Russia.
Yep. Again,
it's just a lucky guess.
Yeah, lucky guess. And this is the first time within more than a quarter of a century that NATO is expanding its command structure. And it's unnecessary, dangerous, it's provoking Russia, and it's risking self-fulfilling war threats. And even more, NATO's renewed organizational cranking is openly calling for the integration of European societies and economies in its madcap military escalation.
In other words, they're trying to use NATO to glue the European Union back together.
Yeah. And Russia is abso-flipping-lutely not the aggressor here. It's NATO and the U.S. behaving in an aggressive manner and preparing for war against Russia with these moves. But in looking at Russia's defensive and offensive capability, which has been brilliantly witnessed with their work in Syria.
Yes.
They've got the tools. They've got the toys. It's Miller time for these guys.
Well, the U.S. certainly has a lot of toys, and so does NATO. But as all of these stories coming out about, incompetent naval crews, corrupt naval admirals, and an extreme shortage of Air Force pilots, I don't know that we actually have in total a capable military, especially going up against a military peer like Russia.
Yeah. It could happen that there will be a war. I'm terrified that it won't be able to go well for us because all of the very casual attitude that our weapons manufacturers have toward the products that they manufacture, which rarely work as indicated or promised.
Yes, even Israel's unhappy with the F-35 now.
Yeah.
But again, you know, Harry Truman was dealing with the same thing in the years leading up to World War II. He basically took on the defense contractors and said they're just taking huge amounts of money and they're not producing anything. In fact, there was one famous story where this defense contractor had been given a huge amount of money to build a factory that was going to build, I think it was tanks, and Truman actually traveled out there. You know, and this is before jet travel, you know, when you went around by the country by train. Went in out there and discovered it was an empty lot. They hadn't even built the factory.
Whoa.
And that's how completely corrupt the weapons procurement infrastructure really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd like to also go over to the massive events that are happening in Saudi Arabia and Trump's backing what the House of Saud is saying. President Trump has swiftly followed up his Tuesday tweet in support of the great Saudi purge of the kingdom's elite. A White House statement on Wednesday welcomed the allegation by Riyadh that Iran is supplying Houthi militias of Yemen, including the supplying of illegal arms such as ballistic missiles, which is, you know, ridiculous. I mean,
the State Department just yesterday said they don't see how Iran could be sending things like ballistic missiles into Yemen.
Yeah, you know, just and, it's not
and,
happening.
And the Yemenis and even the Saudis are saying the missile that hit near the airport was designed and manufactured in Yemen.
Yeah,
Iran's not part of it. But that's the new official story. Iran is sending ballistic missiles to Yemen. They're giving ballistic missiles to small children. They're being cruel to dogs, and we must give them what for.
Yeah. And in his tweet, Trump plunged straight into the heart of the power struggle in the House of Saud, saying, "I have great confidence in King Salman and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia. They know exactly what they're doing. Some of these who are being harshly treated have been milking their country for years."
I'll bet now, Trump wishes he could do some of that right here.
Yeah, but here's the quid pro quo on the part of President Trump. He supported the Saudi purge in exchange for an Aramco listing on the New York Stock Exchange.
That
was the,
price.
That was the price. Yeah. Also today, and again getting very little corporate backing, apparently Venezuela...
You mean reporting?
Reporting, yes. Venezuela officially declared in default. And at 11 a.m., the ISDA Determinations Committee sits down to decide whether an event of default has occurred due to the delayed principal payments on the Petroros de Venezuela S.A. or PDVSA bond that matured November 2nd in the process of triggering, and officially declared Venezuela to be in default. Oh, do we have a shout-out?
Yeah, we have a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently declared that the missed interest payment originally due October 10th and whose 30
days... This was from Wilmington Trust.
Yeah. I think the question that has to be asked now is, will Venezuela be allowed to restructure their default and their debt? Or will the country's economy just be pushed into complete systematic failure by U.S. economic interests?
Well, it's going to be the latter one. The United States has been trying to regime change Venezuela for decades because Venezuela sells their oil for currencies other than the U.S. dollar.
Right.
And even worse, they spend the money on the Venezuelan people.
How can they do that?
Well, that's a bad example for all the other countries, you know.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, people are going to be saying, well, it was our oil, you know, you should spend that oil money on us, whether it's in Saudi Arabia or Canada or anywhere.
Yes, absolutely. And very interesting bit of hidden history. This has to do with Europe and its banking collapse. Apparently, Dijsselbloem admitted that they use taxpayer money in Europe to back up the banks.
Bail out the banks.
Yeah. And he said, and this is a direct quote, "We had a banking crisis, a fiscal crisis, and we spent a lot of the taxpayers' money in the wrong way, in my opinion, to save the banks," outgoing Eurogroup head Jeroen Dijsselbloem said, adding, "So that the people criticizing us and saying that everything was being done to benefit the banks were, to some extent, right."
Well, you know, he's out of his job, so he can tell the honest truth now, which we've seen that here, where people who are inside the system, oh, yes, the system is wonderful, and then as soon as they're out, they're saying, you know, it really was kind of a mess.
Yeah, and Mike, I have to share with you, there is something glaringly, institutionally wrong when these vile economic evils are committed. Nobody goes to jail. Everyone out scot-free. And the Greek people got railroaded big time at the expense of the banks. And in my world, those executives creating those situations should have been tried, convicted by a jury of their peers, and just completely.
Well, I think the Greek people got railroaded by the banks.
Yep.
The banks didn't lose anything. The Greek people did.
Yes.
And it's just another indication of the predatory nature of private central banking.
Mm-hmm.
And private central banks exist to enrich themselves at the expense of everybody around them.
Mm-hmm.
They are functioning basically as Ponzi schemes.
Yep.
By design, they create more debt than money with which to pay the debt in order to trap a nation and its people and its government in unpayable debt in order to control them.
Right.
It's not really a system of economics. It's a system of enslavement.
Yes.
And so when you have that system running the economy in your country, they're pretty much running the country itself.
Yeah.
And, of course, none of these bankers were elected to be our rulers in any kind of an election. But they just put out these little politicians out front that are all on their payroll to stand there and say, yes, we're a civilian government and we're running the nation for the benefit of you, the people, which, of course, has never turned out to be true.
No, definitely not. And we see some more piling on Iran. A U.S. Air Force official today said that the missile targeting Saudis was Iranian. And doubled down by saying Iran manufactured the ballistic missile fired by Yemen Shiite rebels toward the Saudi capital, and remnants of it bore Iranian markings, said the top U.S. Air Force official in the Middle East.
Today. Iranian markings. Yeah, yeah. That's going to be the. And again, the U.S. State Department yesterday said they didn't see any kind of a mechanism by which Iran could be sending completed ballistic missiles to Yemen.
Yeah.
And the Yemenis and the Saudis are saying the missile was actually designed and manufactured. Hello? I'm hearing something. All right.
A little technical. Oh, okay.
Ah, yes, live radio.
Live radio, okay. Saudi Arabia has accused Iran of giving weapons to the Shiite rebels known as Houthis and their allies. And Tehran has been denying any of this. And when they talk about Iranian markings, I have a little word for Lieutenant Jeffrey Harrigan. Sir, did you not receive the memo that the big lie went out with the whoopee cushion and the dribble glass?
Unfortunately, no, because the big lie is alive and well in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, Yemen's defense ministry said the missile attack shook the Saudi capital and that the operation was successful and named the weapon, which is of local Yemeni manufacture. It's called the Burkhan 2H. And let's keep
a perspective here. Saudi Arabia is at war with Yemen.
Right.
And obviously Yemen has a right to fight back. But what they want to do is spin this off to Iran. And I think the reason they're rushing on this one is because it's becoming obvious that the U.S. and its allies have pretty much lost in Syria. They're refusing to leave, but they can't claim victory there. Assad is still in power. Despite all the new people and hardware being poured into Afghanistan, that is not going well. And all it's going to take is one very obvious, visible defeat to derail the entire war agenda. And I think that's why they have accelerated the push to get a war going with Iran. And that may be the reason why they're sort of putting North Korea off to the back burner. We'll get around to it later, but right now we just got to get that thing with Iran going. The problem is that Iran and Russia are trading partners. Russia has already said if Iran is attacked without any kind of a justification, that Russia will come to Iran's aid.
Yeah.
We saw how effective Russia was in Syria.
Absolutely.
And so what we're talking about is building to where there will be a direct confrontation between U.S. and Russian forces, and I don't think it's going to go well for the U.S.
No. And, I mean, for this guy to double down on this accusation, we all know what the agenda here is, to lie the American people into yet another bloody war in the Middle East against Iran for its oil resources, for which the Saudis and Israelis have been cheerleading for some time.
Well, there's the other part of it is that Iran is one of the very few countries left on Earth that doesn't have a private central bank and doesn't practice compound interest lending. They use the Islamic system of a loan plus a flat fee.
Right.
And that, of course, is something else the central bankers want to vanish from the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah. And Harrington and his college pushing for this war are facing a far more war-skeptical and war-weary nation than you were right after 9/11 when we were fed the codswallop that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and could nuke us in 20 minutes. But this gentleman needs to understand, and here is where I think he's making kind of a fatal mistake. The price for lying to the American people and the world is to never be believed again, ever. And in his taking one for the team, if you will, on this assertion that the missile was Iranian and not Yemeni in origin, he's just sacrificed every bit of professional credibility this guy might ever have had. And while we understand that Riyadh and Tel Aviv have been advocating for regime change in Tehran, they fully expect this to be done only at the cost of American blood and American money. And as you mentioned, you know, you do have the Russian factor. I do not want one more American kid killed or wounded for the rest of their life over wars for resources. That's got to stop, Michael.
It absolutely does. But again, from the U.S. government's point of view, they don't have any choice. They got very used to that Bretton Woods deal. They got very used to the fact that money was pouring in from the rest of the world, from other countries that were forced to use the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking. And as a result, they allowed our manufacturing to decline over the last 30 years, especially.
Right. Yeah.
And America's products, even their weapons, are now being seen as overpriced junk that nobody really wants to buy. And so they're trying to arm twist people, like what they did when Turkey said they wanted to buy the Russian S-400 missile.
Yeah, yeah.
And NATO came on in and said, no, 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 you will buy from America.
There will be consequences.
There will be consequences if you dare buy Russian weapons here. Mm-hmm. And, of course, nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And so from the point of view of the U.S. government, if they can't conquer the rest of the world and force them to go back to basically using the U.S. dollar for a small fee, that there's nothing left to hold our economy up.
Yep.
So from their point of view, there is no choice. They can't quit. They can't turn around because they've got nothing else to work with in the United States. Mm-hmm. Our nation has been allowed to decay because all the money is going to the wars for the last 16 years. Mm-hmm. And our infrastructure, which could support a reindustrialization of our country, is in need of trillions of dollars of repair.
Yeah.
And so we are a failing empire, and the problem is we're going to lash out at the rest of the world in the U.S. government's death throes, and that probably will include nuclear weapons.
I think so. Speaking of, there was an article today in the Times, as North Korean threat grows, Hawaii prepares for a nuclear attack. And for decades, the wail of the nuclear bomb warning siren was ubiquitous in U.S. cities. Public service commercials drilled the duck and cover mantra into the minds of Americans, and the possibility of a Soviet attack was always around the corner. But after the Cold War, most places abandoned their sirens. Fear of terrorism grew more urgent, and for many younger Americans, being on notice for a nuclear war became a relic of the past. That's no longer the case in Hawaii. Amid increasing North Korean threats against the U.S., Hawaii has launched the most aggressive effort in the country to prepare for an attack. TV commercials warned the state's 1.4 million residents to get inside, stay inside if a bomb drops. State officials are holding online forums and flying between islands for town halls to field questions. And apparently on December 1st, the nuclear attack warning siren will be heard in the state for the first time in more than three decades. I'm like, I have an observation about this story. Kim Jong-un is many things. Stupid? I don't think so. This guy understands perfectly well that a first strike bombing of an American state or asset would result in getting his country bombed into molten glass by a U.S.-led coalition. But I think that there's a more likely scenario here, and that's one of the Hawaiian islands being sacrificed in what is called a false flag attack. And think about the incident that drew the U.S. into the Second World War. Oahu surprised, FDR wasn't. And there is a marvelous book that I recommend very highly, and I think you do too, to our readers and listeners. It's called Day of Deceit, The Truth About FDR and Pearl Harbor. And it alleges that the Roosevelt administration deliberately provoked and allowed the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor in order to bring the U.S. into World War II. Stinnett argues that documentary evidence shows that the attacking fleet was detected through radio and intelligence intercepts, and that the information was deliberately withheld from Admiral Husband E. Kimmel, the commander of the base.
And General Short.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, living here on the island of Hawaii, we've been able to go on out and verify for ourselves much of what's in Stinnett's book. And what makes Stinnett's book a good read is he actually agrees with what Roosevelt did. So he's not out there grinding an axe. You know, he was out there saying FDR needed to get us into the war against Adolf Hitler, and this is how he did it. But it is a clarification of history. And we've talked about it a lot. We have a lot of the information. And I would go beyond saying allege. Stinnett makes the case very, very strong.
Compellingly.
Yes.
Compellingly strongly. And, I mean, this place, Station H, is what, maybe a half hour, hour from our place?
Yeah, about that. And it's over on the Kaneohe side. We even did a YouTube video, The Bones of Station H. We got to take a break for commercials. When we come on back, we got a caller waiting on the line. And we'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to take a phone call here from Mike in Detroit. Mike, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I got a question, and I got a thought on the 70 admirals.
Yes?
First, the question. I think maybe you remember. I'm not sure I would remember. I might have been drinking at the time, but I do believe that Alex, a couple years ago, mentioned something about Obama going to the Ukraine as he when he was a senator to disarm Ukraine. Are you familiar with that?
I recall something vaguely about that, but you know, back then this was before Ukraine started to pivot away from the EU and toward Russia, which is what led to the coup d'état that put Poroshenko in, which in turn led to Crimea's secession. Yes.
Okay, so you did hear that rumor. Okay,
yes.
My thoughts on the 70 admirals that are caught up in
60.
This thing. 60. Okay. I remember back in the day. I used to drive the Nimitz back when I was in the service. Back in the late 80s, I was a quartermaster. It was the best job I ever had. Okay. Went around the world, seen the crazy things. Even pulled into Pearl Harbor one day. It was great. My thought is the last 3 or 4 years of Obama's presidency, you noticed he was purging all the admirals, the generals, people with not his ideology, as far as going to some extent to where he blamed fake poker chips just to get somebody fired. There was a reason for that, and I'm sure this case that's coming up with the 760 generals, or admirals, excuse me, has something to do with it. I believe they were put there for political reasons. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I believe they were put there for political reasons, and when this can of worms gets opened up, you're going to find links to Obama. I'm sure of it. I'm not going to say for sure, but I can't hear you, Mikey.
Well, that's because I'm listening to you. But basically,
okay.
My understanding, the reason it's called the Fat Leonard scandal has to do with a very wealthy individual nicknamed Fat Leonard. And apparently there was some degree of corruption where he was giving money to these admirals, and there's a bunch of other officers caught up in this as well. And it's not clear what they were doing back for him in exchange. Probably had something to do with military procurement in foreign parts, because a lot of these warships, when they're sailing around the world, it's very expensive to ship supplies to them from here in the United States of America. So when they pull into a friendly port, they'll contract with local providers for fresh food, for fuel, and so forth and so on. And that may have been what this was tangled up in. Okay, he's gone now. All right, so back to the news here. And Claire, what do you have?
Well, this comes to us from antiwar.com, and it's a blog that I do recommend because it's thoughtful, it's serious. And the question is being asked, the Saudi blockade of Yemen is starving kids and killing thousands, so why is Washington still defending it? And right now, Yemen is considered the world's worst humanitarian international disaster by the UN. Now, people may be thinking this is shocking, but ultimately not surprising. The Middle East is a chaotic and violent place, and it has been for some time. What's happening in Yemen is an extension of the broader Sunni versus Shiite religious conflict. And while it's terribly tragic, this is a regional conflict that we as Americans cannot solve. But here's the thing. The Saudi-led coalition is being made possible by Washington. This blockade is happening with our government's endorsement, and the entire Saudi intervention is happening with our government's material and intelligence support. Washington is selling the Saudis weapons, refueling their bombers, planning their flights, and using our Navy to bolster the blockade in Yemen's ports. Ending U.S. support wouldn't magically make Yemen peaceful, but it would certainly let in food and medicine that ordinary people need.
All right. Well, at least they did open the port of Aden up
yes.
so that the UN can get in. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the situation in Yemen. And before we get back to the current situation there, a little bit of a backstory for those who are not aware of what's really going on in Yemen. Some years back, the U.S. had an intervention in Yemen. And they basically executed regime change, which they're trying to do all over the world. They kicked out Yemen's own government and they installed a puppet ruler. Well, the people of Yemen didn't really like that. In fact, hardly anybody living in the country wants to have puppet rulers ruling them for the benefit of a foreign government. Certainly the people of Iran didn't like it. They kicked out their U.S. puppet in 1979. The people of Yemen didn't like it. And that's what this present conflict is all about, where the people of Yemen were on the verge of kicking out their puppet rulers, and the U.S. used Saudi Arabia as a proxy to go back into Yemen and slap them around and say, look, once you are conquered by the American Empire, you stay conquered. You will learn to love and obey your puppet ruler. And the people of Yemen are saying, no, we're not going to do that. And so the Saudi Arabia is in there with full U.S. support to reinstate the internationally approved government. See, they're trying to make it look like this is a good thing, when the reality is they're trying to steal Yemen from the people of Yemen, from their own legitimate government, and put it under foreign domination. And that's what has led to the current situation. So there's this hideous starvation blockade. There is this cholera epidemic, which is looking more and more like a bioweapon attack. And Saudi Arabia did unblock the port of Aden in response to world criticism over the starvation blockade. But for the vast majority of the people of Yemen, nothing has really changed.
Yeah. Prince Salman, the principal architect of this genocide, has many honorifics by which he is described due to his doggone good luck in having been born into the House of Saud. However, there is one which will continue to haunt him to his grave and beyond, and that is the following. The Butcher of Yemen. Yes, I said it, and said it out loud. It is absolutely impossible not to say. Looking at the ongoing carnage here, and Mike, you know, I love people. They're fascinating, they're wonderful, they're baffling sometimes, and I hate to see people, and particularly children, hurting or suffering. I am appalled and disgusted to see the U.S. government enabling Saudi war crimes in Yemen. And yet, under President Trump's watch, this is precisely what I'm seeing happening.
And unfortunately, it looks like the U.S. is going to use Saudi Arabia as a proxy again to get the war in Iran going.
Yeah. And I'm surprised, actually, that the Saudi Arabian military hasn't carpet bombed the country yet, killing every single Yemeni infant, woman, and medically fragile elderly person still standing. You know.
Well, that's what the cholera is for.
Yeah, I guess. And, this is ironic. White House denies approving supply of lethal weapons to Ukraine. The Wall Street Journal has cited an unnamed U.S. official as saying that the White House agreed to supply lethal weapons to Kiev, including Javelin anti-tank missiles. Now, the U.S. administration on Thursday denied media reports that claimed it had approved, in principle, sending lethal weapons to Ukraine. And the statement is, no, this is wrong. And the White House national security official, Michael Anton, told Sputnik. But you see so many other articles just moving in exactly the opposite direction. U.S. defense budget earmarks $350 million for military aid to Ukraine. And the Wall Street Journal's article came out a day after Congress unveiled a new defense spending bill, again, saying that it authorized $350 million in security aid for Ukraine in 2018. Part of this money has been earmarked for defensive lethal assistance.
Now, it's interesting that they're sending Javelin anti-tank missiles over there because that's a weapon specifically designed to engage Russian tanks. So they're still pushing this idea that there's going to be a Russian invasion.
And, you know, those are offensive weapons, correct? The Javelins?
No. You're defending against a tank attack.
Oh, okay. All right. And meanwhile, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that a decision by the United States to supply lethal weapons to Ukraine would fuel the conflict in the country's east, an argument voiced by former President Obama in rejecting similar proposals. So, White House National Security official Anton, a word, please. One of the prices for lying to one's people about anything and everything, something to which Foggy Bottom is miserably addicted, is that you can never be believed or taken seriously again. And, again, a number of corroborating articles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, all it took was a little bit of due diligence to say, Mr. Anton, what you're saying is absolutely wrong, and research is not your friend, sir.
Well, no, what's going on here is they're playing to those people who are still getting much of their worldview from the corporate media.
Mm-hmm.
They realize that people who are over on the independent media are not going to fall for any of this, but they're still playing to that small segment of the population, which still believes what they're hearing from the government and the corporate media.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, these are the ones who are going to be the first to sign up when the war is really on.
Yeah.
But again, truth is the first casualty of war.
Yep.
And even going back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War, all wars based on deception. So, yeah, it's going to be nothing but nonstop lying to try and justify these military actions.
Yeah.
But again, it's absolutely right. In giving all of this lethal aid to Ukraine, which doesn't have the money to buy their own anymore, they're broke.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to fuel the conflict over in the eastern part of the country because, again, the goal is to have all of Ukraine eventually be brought into the European Union. But the way things are going, by the time that is ready to happen, the EU may say, no thanks, it's a basket case.
Yeah.
We don't need another basket case economy. We don't need another bomb crater field joining the EU. We need countries that have strong economies, good manufacturing, good agriculture, that we can then siphon the wealth from to prop up the rest of the EU.
Yeah.
So in the end, it's turning into a no-win situation as far as the instigators of all this conflict. And again, the reason this has all come about is because they wanted to bring the Ukraine into the European Union, and that was at a time when it had a healthy economy and good agriculture and good manufacturing. But Yanukovych, who was the elected president of Ukraine, was looking at the offer from the EU, what's going on in the EU, and Russia made him another offer, and he said, I think we're going to go with Russia. And that's when the U.S. went in with this Kiev coup d'etat, overthrew Yanukovych and installed what's his name?
Poroshenko. Petro Poroshenko.
Yeah, the President Chocolate as the installed puppet ruler of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And that, of course, triggered the Crimean secession and the secession of the Donbass and the rest of it. And now, of course, it's another civil war.
Yeah. It's a basket case, and the people in Crimea were never annexed by Russia. That is one of the big lies.
Yes.
And the people in Crimea, Russian-speaking, Cyrillic-speaking, had a long-held relationship with Russia. And it was annexed by Khrushchev to Ukraine. He was a native Ukrainian. And
He gave it. He didn't annex it, but he gave it. And by the way, that was actually illegal under Soviet law at the time.
Yeah.
So it wasn't legally binding. And after the collapse of the Soviet Union, Crimea was referred to as an autonomous area, its own little state, and not actually part of Ukraine. And again, when the coup d'etat in Kiev took place and Poroshenko took over, the people of Crimea said, well, we don't have a government in Kiev that we elected. We don't have a government in Kiev that's looking out for our interests. So we're going to secede. And they had a referendum that passed overwhelmingly, so that Crimea became independent. Then they had another referendum that said, do we want to merge with the Russian republics? That referendum also passed with a wide margin. And they said, can we join the Russian Federation? And the Russia said yes. And that's what actually did happen. But the U.S. is taking the position that Crimea's referendums were illegitimate. Therefore, by default, Russia has stolen Crimea. That's their logic to get around the referendums and say Russia stole Crimea.
Yeah.
This is like a guest at a wedding refusing to recognize the groom's right to marry the bride. Therefore, by default, the groom is guilty of raping his fiance. And kidnapping her. I mean, that's how flawed the logic is.
You can't have it both ways in this situation, you know. And now Crimea, I understand, is starting to do much better economically now that it's working in conjunction with Russia right now.
Oh, yeah. They're doing very, very well. And, of course, a lot of countries in that part of the world are looking at that and realizing that membership in the EU is a losing proposition. You're going to lose your sovereignty. You're going to lose your money. You're going to lose your culture and identity from the flood of refugees.
Oh, boy.
And so it's not surprising that a lot of countries that were considering EU membership have now changed their mind, like Iceland. Iceland has dropped the idea of merging with the European Union.
Absolutely. I'd like to kind of bob on over to France, and I'm just trying to get my head around this. Apparently, Francis Le Pen was stripped of immunity over gruesome ISIS pictures. And on Wednesday, France's National Assembly lifted the immunity from prosecution of far-right leader Marine Le Pen for tweeting pictures of Islamic State group atrocities, parliamentary sources said. The decision was taken by a cross-party committee in charge of the internal functioning of the Assembly after a request from the authorities to lift Le Pen's parliamentary immunity over a crime that carries 3 years of prison. Now, what did she do? She did run a failed campaign for president this year in 2015, she tweeted three pictures of ISIS atrocities, including one of James Foley, an American journalist, beheaded by the extremists. And she wrote a post called "Daesh Did This" in an accompanying photo, series of photos using an Arabic acronym for IS. And apparently, social media just pounced on her. So Le Pen later deleted the picture of the American, saying she had been unaware he was the man in the picture. Now, Mike, I need to get my head around this. The images that she tweeted were not photoshopped and logically and honestly told the stories of assassination in a true and honest way. And yet it is Le Pen who is about to be prosecuted for doing so? I'm sorry, Mike. This is political correctness abso-flipping-lutely run amok. When telling the truth becomes a crime, that society for which it happened is not long for this world, at least not in its current condition. And the most painfully ironic thing about these coming charges is that it is the occupied, unhinged, surveilled state of America which created both Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Well, before we get on to that, we need to understand that France has gone through some dramatic changes, and they have lost much of their liberties and freedoms.
Yep.
And you're absolutely right. The reason they passed this law saying that you can't show the atrocities committed by ISIS or Daesh or whatever they're calling themselves this week was building public opinion against the open border agenda of flooding France with all these Muslim refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they passed that law. But again, France used to have a lot of freedoms, many of which were adopted by France based on the American model coming out of the American Revolution.
Right.
But they've lost all of them now. I mean, you can be there's a great deal of censorship, and a lot of it is around that globalist agenda of welcoming in the refugees, and a lot of it is around protecting Israel. And again, the very obvious double standard there that whole Charlie Hebdo incident, where some of what they put out is very offensive to Christians, and nobody ever says anything about it. But if you say anything that's offensive to Jews or Muslims, you are in serious, serious trouble.
And it appears that those open borders are still creating no-go zones in France.
It's getting worse. Up in Sweden, it's turning into a war zone. They've had something like two dozen bombings over the last month.
And at Toulouse today, there was another ramming incident where some very young people in Toulouse got very, very horribly wounded with someone, you know, just driving a car into them and slamming them, you know. And some places are a no-go. I mean, I'm glad many, many, many years I had an opportunity to see some of Europe. And it was in the early 70s. And I'm glad I went today because I don't know that I would feel like going to Europe today in most of the countries.
I'm in agreement there. Yeah. I mean, I did my Europe experience in the 80s working for production companies in Rome, Milan, Munich, and also London. And it was a very interesting time, and I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the people. But you see what's going on there now, where you've got this huge influx of migrants, and rather than assimilating to the new culture, they're coming on in demanding that Europe be turned into another Islamic state.
Yeah, and with Sharia law.
Yes.
And is that getting any kind of pressure or pushback?
Unfortunately, there's a lot of politicians in Europe who are saying, you know, why not? If they're now the majority in this part of the country, you know, let's just go ahead and go along and change our country into the country they came from. And it's absurd. But again, part of the globalist agenda is to erase any regional, cultural, local identity to make us all easy to control, which is why now we're seeing the American flag is under attack. The California NAACP is saying that the American anthem is racist and that we should drop that. They tore down all the statues of the Confederacy, and they're putting up statues to Mayor Crackhead from Washington, D.C. In his place.
Yes.
How are parents supposed to go on down there and say that this is a statue of somebody you should emulate? Really? Have you got a crack pipe with you?
Yeah, good old Marion Barry.
Marion Barry, yeah, yes. Yeah.
That's just amazing that they are putting any kind of honorifics on this guy, and he was just a terrible influence.
He was a terrible mayor as well, yeah. On top of everything else.
Yeah, he really was. We're going to be looking at what's going on.
Yeah, we're coming up here on our last commercial break here.
Okay.
And after these words from our sponsors, we'll be back with the last segment of our program.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program on this Pow Hunter Friday. And Claire, you had another story you wanted to share with us.
Yes, I do. This came from Zero Hedge. The price of chaos rises in Spain. Apparently, the longer the toxic process between Catalonia and Spain drags on, the wider the gulf grows. During a visit yesterday to Barcelona, the organizers of the Mobile World Congress, the world's biggest mobile event, warned the city council that unless the political situation stabilizes in Catalonia, they'll be looking for an alternative venue after 2018. And apparently, Barcelona has hosted the annual event every year since 2006, and it brings in millions of euros to
billions. That's with
billions,
a B.
Billions, yes. Thank you. Much of which ends in the pockets of local taxi drivers, hoteliers, owners of bars, restaurants, and brothels, Airbnb, and last but not least, the thousands of pickpockets that flock to the city for the four-day event.
Yeah, got to include them in the economy.
Yeah, and what's happening is that the government of Spain is hoping for an election on the 21st of next month, which will be an election that goes against separation of Catalonia. I don't think that's going to happen, Mike.
Well, it depends on whether they get those Diebold voting machines in there or not.
Yeah.
I mean, remember what happened during Scotland's independence referendum?
Yes.
They weren't
even
trying to hide the election fraud.
And I don't think that there's going to be an anti-independence majority, even with a lot of vote rigging. And there was a poll by Pew Research indicating that 91% of the Catalans surveyed said that they don't trust the government in Madrid. And, you know, for good reason.
We have the same numbers here in this country.
Yeah, you know. And I am hoping that we are not looking at a civil war in Spain. But it could get to that point. And I would almost see NATO getting dragged into this to put down the Catalans. I think it could come to that.
Well, you know, right now the Catalans are describing the government in Madrid as the reincarnation of Federico Francisco, who was a fascist dictator.
Franco. Yes.
Didn't I say Franco?
No.
What did I say?
Francisco.
Oh, Franco. Okay.
Franco, yeah.
We're tired. of course, that image is going to be very much in the minds of the older generation in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So, it does look like it could turn into a civil war. And I'm sure that NATO doesn't want a civil war in Spain because it doesn't serve the purpose of going up against Iran and Russia and the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be, unfortunately, a complication. But it does seem like the whole world is just hovering on the edge of a fight with each other and somebody.
Yeah.
And so, again, I think that in future years, future history books are going to look back and say that 2017, we were already in World War III.
Mm-hmm.
And it does seem like it's almost impossible to find any place on the globe that's currently at peace. All right, there's the music. It's time for Claire and I to get on out of here. Please stay tuned to John Stadmiller's program. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. And we'll be back on Monday. So have a good weekend and aloha, America. Happy Veterans Day.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extendivite.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.